Much of Vermont is now facing severe drought. That's put a strain on drinking water resources in the state and led to hundreds of wells running dry. As Vermont Public's Abigail Giles reports, it's the sort of impact Vermont could see more of with climate change.
Faye Longo first noticed her spring-fed well was starting to run dry in late July.
My spring failed, and I had no water. And I have a child. I have an 11-year-old child, and I have dogs and cats and chickens.
Longo is a first-time homeowner in South Royalton. She called 17 well drillers before she found one that could come to her property in early September.
I had to take out a second mortgage on my home to pay for that well. I'm a single-income family. I could not get any assistance. And that is insane to me for something as basic as water.
During that time, she hauled water from a spring in Williamstown and spent hundreds of dollars on bottled water at the store. It's a story Ken White of Valley Artesian Wells in Wethersfield has heard many times. He drilled Longo's new well.
This is as dry as I've ever seen it in the 35 years that I've worked in the industry.
Vermont's Department of Environmental Conservation says it's received reports of more than 400 wells running dry since August alone. That's four times as many as they received over the entire last decade.
So we're juggling our schedules to try to take care of the people with the greatest need.
40% of Vermonters get their water from a private well, but the state doesn't track how many people get their drinking water from spring-fed or dug wells, like the old one at Faye Longo's house. Drilling a well can cost north of $20,000, and there isn't much financial assistance out there for homeowners who have to foot the bill unless they meet strict income limits, which Longo didn't qualify for. Vermont has some of the oldest housing stock in the country. White says many of those old homes have hand-dug wells that are only 10 to 30 feet deep. In contrast, drilled wells can be 400 feet deep. White's crew was working on one just recently at Michael Mezzacapo's house in Pomfret.
I realize that it's not a guarantee, but it is sort of a little bit of insurance.
Mezzacapo is hopeful this new well will make his home more resilient to climate change in the future. Justin Mankin is a scientist at Dartmouth who studies how climate change affects rain and drought in New England.
Drought impacts right now are stressing our practices of water provision. I think that's noteworthy and a potential harbinger of greater stresses in the future.
Human-caused climate change is making New England wetter overall. But Mankin says where Vermont used to see regular, steady precipitation year-round, more of it is increasingly falling sporadically during extreme events. As temperatures warm, he says that means more of that water is evaporating before it has time to trickle down into the bedrock.
Even in a wetting climate, when drought does occur, it will just be more severe owing to the temperature effects.
This creates the sort of prolonged hydrologic drought he says Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine are experiencing now. For Faye Longo, the new well has changed her family's life. For the first time in a long time, she can shower when she wants to shower and finally run her dishwasher. But she says she'll probably never stop treating water like a precious resource.
Did it ever cross my mind that I would run out of water to drink in my own home? No, not ever.
As the climate changes, it's something more Vermonters may soon have to consider. For Vermont Public, I'm Abigail Giles.